Thank you very much for the questions. So starting with, I'll sort of change the order a little bit, if you permit. So starting with how do we, if I understood correctly, the gist of your question, how do we ensure the alignment of various players? So I'll come back to something that I mentioned in my opening remarks around the gender results framework. So that essentially establishes a vision of the key, sort of key six areas of action under the framework. Education and skills development, I think that'll touch on some of the points you raised. Economic participation and prosperity, leadership and democratic participation, ending gender-based violence, access to justice, poverty reduction, health and well-being, and gender equality around the world. So that frame applies to all government departments. That is underpinned by data collection that supports each of these areas with indicators in all of them. So this was also kind of aligned with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, so that there's, again, a linking together of these various objectives. Of course, advancing such a comprehensive strategy does require collaboration across all levels of government, as well as with civil society and the private sector. So that is something that we very much embed in how we approach policy making. So in sort of furtherance of that, regular stakeholder engagement is key. Speaking from my specific example at Women and Gender Equality, we have regular engagement with civil society organizations. We support civil society organizations through funding to carry out projects. Those projects are reported back into the government, and the results of those projects also become part of how we understand the impact of the policies that are taking place. In terms of leadership, you've asked around employment and political leadership. At this point, the latest data shows that we have, in Canada, across all levels of government, over 30% of the representatives are women. So that is an important sort of improvement on where we have been. We have maintained a gender-balanced cabinet since 2015, with women currently holding prominent ministerial positions, including Deputy Prime Minister, Finance, Foreign Affairs, and our Treasury Board. In addition, in terms of other elements of the government, we have our first ever majority women Supreme Court of Canada. So we now have consisting of 5 judges that are women and 4 who are men. Across all federal courts, the representation of women judges stood at 47% in 2024. As of March 2024, 52.3% of all appointees to administrative tribunals, agencies, boards, commissions, international organizations, and crown corporations identify as women. In 2023, 53% of the diplomatic officers in Canada's Foreign Service were women, and in 2022, women represented 47% of Canada's heads of missions, including ambassadors, high commissioners, and consul generals. Women also make up more than half of the federal public service, and more than half of all executives are women. In terms of the Employment Equity Act, you asked about whether we are proceeding with following up to task force reports. That work is still underway and will be sort of progressing. We may be coming back to you on that. I'll have to just double check.
In terms of international